This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission of India has launched the second round of its Special Intensive Revision Exercise, SIR, today, covering 9 states and 3 union territories with a combined electorate of around 51 crore. The SIR will continue until December the 4th, and the draft electoral rolls will be released on the 9th of December, followed by the final publication on the 7th of February 2026. This is the 9th such revision since independence, the last one having taken place between 2002 and 2004. The new phase includes the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Among these, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and West Bengal are due for assembly elections in 2026. This marks the second phase of the SIR following its implementation in Bihar, where the final electoral roll containing nearly 7.42 crore names was published on the 30th of September. Under the Mera Booth, Sabse Mazboot initiative, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming discussion, noting that women are contributing with great dedication to ensure the victory of the BJP-NDA alliance in the Bihar Assembly elections. He further emphasized that their active participation in the campaign is strengthening the journey of democratic process in Bihar. The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end this evening. The campaigning will end at 5 p.m. in 121 assembly constituencies spread over 18 districts. Voting for this phase will be held on the 6th of November under tight security. Star campaigners and senior leaders of the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties in the fray will make their last-ditch effort today to woo the voters. India and Romania agreed to work towards the conclusion of a fair, balanced and mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement within this year. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasada today held a bilateral meeting with Romania's Minister Oana Silvia Toiu in Bucharest. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said the discussions during the meeting focused on expanding trade, attracting investment and strengthening resilient supply chains within the broader India-EU economic framework. The government today said India aims to achieve 300 million tons of steel capacity by 2030 and 500 million tons by 2047. Secretary of the Ministry of Steel Sandeep Pondrik said this while addressing the inaugural session of the CII Steel Summit 2025 in New Delhi today. Mr. Pondrik called the steel industry the backbone of the national economy and a key enabler in realizing the vision of Vikasit Bharat. The secretary further highlighted that India's steel capacity has nearly doubled from around 100 million tons a decade ago to close to 200 million tons. Delhi-bound Air India's flight AI-174 that took off from San Francisco in the US on Sunday was diverted to make a precautionary landing at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia due to a suspected technical issue. In a social media post, Air India said the aircraft landed safely in Ulaanbaatar and is undergoing the necessary checks. The airlines also said it is working closely with its partners to support all affected passengers and get them on their way to the destination as soon as possible. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light rainfall at isolated places of Delhi NCR today. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to remain in the very poor category, with an average air quality index of 309 this morning. The weather agency has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and Nifty, were trading around 0.3% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex fell 233 points to 83,745, while the Nifty lost 83 points to 25,680 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, selling interest was seen in the utilities, metal and IT, while telecommunication and consumer durables were buckling the trend. And with that, we end this news bulletin.